I read that you were born into this band. Can you tell me about your childhood?
I've been growing up in a very stimulating family because my father, Daniele Durante, and my mother, Rossella Pinto, were among the founders of my band. So I've been lucky to grow up in a family that made me love this traditional repertoire. And I've always felt kind of absorbed by this wonderful musical world.
The style of music you play is called Piazza Tarantata. If I don't, I'm sorry, my Italian's so bad. How would you describe that music to people in the United States who don't really know what that means?
Well, pizzica tarantata is the music that was used as part of a therapy to cure the victims of tarantismo. Tarantismo is maybe the most studied phenomenon in the area of Salento, where we come from. It's about the belief that when you get bitten by a particular spider called Taranta, then you fell down in a state of disease, unconsciousness, illness. This Taranta was possessing you like a demon. And the only way you had to exorcise the Taranta and expel the poison and feel good again was to dance for hours, hours, days to the rhythm and the melodies of this music called Pizzica Tarantata and then recover your full health. And then recover your full health.
Right, and dancing is a big part of the style of music, and you bring along a dancer on your tour. Is that the reason why?
Yes, because pizzica is music that is actually made for dance. It's music for dance. So Silvia Perrone, our dancer, is a big part of the show. And it is also a very easy form of dance to just start enjoying it.
What response do you get from Americans?
Actually, we have a lot of fun because the reaction is always surprising. Because after maybe the end of the first song, where you can feel that the audience is kind of surprised or just like it's been eaten by something unexpected, then like an applause or explosion comes out and they start to feel part of the same thing. Because in our music, the audience has kind of the same importance as the band.
Is there anything you're looking forward to seeing or doing while you're in America that you don't get to do in Italy?
Well, I can actually I can say a funny thing because we are expected to meet a lot of snow.
Yes, I'm in New Hampshire and it's very cold here right now, and it just snowed yesterday.
Okay, so that's kind of strange for us because where we live in Salento, that is actually, if you think about Italy as a boot, is the hill of the boot, of Italian boot. You know, maybe the lowest temperature here is, I don't know, 6 degrees Celsius.
Right.
So we are very curious about meeting all that snow in New Hampshire.
Well, do you have some warm clothes? Do you have a big jacket?
I think we are gonna look a little bit strange, like some aliens, because we brought I don't know so many thermal shirts and pants and whatever. I mean, it can be that we are even overdressed. I don't know.
I think you'll fit right in.
Okay.
I'm thinking about playing maybe one more song. Do you want to choose which song and then talk a little bit about it?
Yes, sure.
Go, Maria Luisa. I told the bitch to go, Maria.
the famous Orchestrina Therapeutica, that was this band that used to heal Tarantati. We made our own version of the track, proposing new melodies, ideas and suggestions besides the traditional ones, recreating a sort of new Orchestrina Therapeutica. That's because we are living tough times. It's hard to find a job, to make long-term projects, it's hard to feel realized and gratified. But it's fundamental not to surrender, believe in our own ideas and make your voice to be heard. So it's a sort of a modern therapy with the music of today that comes from the past.
So are these traditional songs or are these songs that you write?
In our new album you can find both traditional songs that we rearranged and reproposed today with our own sensibilities, or new compositions that tell about the present day, tell about what we live. We write our own lyrics so that traditional music can be shared, understood, and be modern as well. That's why we think that traditional music has to stay alive.
Well, Mauro, thank you so much for talking to me, and good luck with your tour.
Thank you very much. Fammi la faccia mia e fammela prima. E lo santo palo niente le darà a te. Lo santo palo niente.